Begin with the candle blessings. On page 11, we'll be doing candle blessing number one. I'd like to invite Samantha and Sophie and their father, David, to come and lead us.
Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us, as their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot, commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu le'chad likner le'chad likner shel Shabbat.
This is Shemat Emor, and one of the first times that I was leading services with the Shabbat was in Williamson, West Virginia. It was about a three-hour ride from Cincinnati. I was filling in for one of my friends. It was one of those small towns that had always had a student rabbi, and it was really neat to learn about some of the famous rabbis that were there. I couldn't go back that night, though, because there was a coal miner strike, and they were shooting out the windows of cars. So you, when being a rabbi, you always have adventures, and no matter how many times I ask, I never get a bulletproof vest. The police officer always carries it out in front. So while I'm telling a few stories, there was a wonderful cartoon this week about how to get people to fill in this section. Basically what we're going to be doing is we're going to be putting in cell phone chargers. And that's the secret. Actually, it happened in one service when I was in Connecticut that a woman came into the service, and she wasn't a regular member, and she was wearing an earpiece, and it's kind of bad manners. But halfway through the service, she fell asleep, and I was thinking, man, I'm just going to text her my sermon right now as I'm going. You always have wonderful adventures. And in Emor, we read about the Jewish holiday cycle, and Arthur Waskow is one of the kind of leading peace forces, speakers about peace in the Jewish community. His book about the holidays is called Seasons of Our Joy. And thinking of seasons and joy, it's a wonderful way to begin Shabbat. Shalom Aleichem is on page 10.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaShaarei, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaShaarei, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We thank you, O God, for our family and what we mean and bring to one another. We're grateful for the bonds of loyalty and affection which sustain us, and for the capacity to love and to care. Help us to be modest in our demands of one another, but generous in our giving to each other. May we never measure how much love or encouragement we offer. May we never count the times we forgive. Rather, may we always be grateful that we have one another, that we're able to express our love in acts of kindness. Bless our family with health, happiness, and contentment. Above all, grant us the wisdom to build a joyous and peaceful home in which your spirit will always abide. Lachat Odi, page 14.
Lachat Odi.
Please remain standing, page 17, for the Baruch Hu.
Thank you.
is our most important affirmation. And the three most important stories in Judaism are the creation of the world, the Torah at Mount Sinai, and freedom from slavery in Egypt. And if you look closely as we continue with the next part of the service, you'll see that there is a prayer dedicated to each of these momentous stories. We read together on the bottom of 17. Blessed are you, eternal our God, source of the universe, whose word brings on the evening. Your wisdom opens heaven's gates. Your understanding makes the ages pass and seasons alternate. And your will controls the stars as they travel through the skies. You are a creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light. You cause day to pass and bring on the night. You set day and night apart. You are the God of all. May the living and eternal God rule us always into the end of time. Blessed is the eternal whose word makes evening fall. Together on page 19 in the middle. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O eternal our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever. Day and night we will reflect on them, for they are a life and the length of our days. Then your love shall never depart from our hearts. Blessed is the eternal who loves your people Israel. The Shema is on 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema
Please be seated. We read together in Hebrew. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. V'hayu ha'devarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta b'ham. Beshivtecha beveitecha, uvlechtecha vaderech, uvshochbecha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vahayu latotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lama'an tizkaru vaasitem et kol mitzvotai, viitem kiroshim leohechem, Ani Adonai Elohecham, Asher Hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liot lechem Elohim, Ani Adonai Elohecham.
Page 24.
Every Shabbat we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have understood at the sea of freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. as we stood. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai? Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scrolls and given voice and song. Think of the wonders, the rest, and the joys of Shabbat. We continue with Vishamru. Vishamru is on page 27.
Vishamru.
For the central portion of our worship service, the tefillah, starting with Adonai Sefatai Tiftach on page 29.
Don't
ata Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibur v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'kone Hakol, V'zocher Chaste Avot V'imahot, Umevi Geula Livene V'nehem, Lema'an Shemo Ba'ahava, Melech Ozer Moshia Umagen, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Avraham V'Azrat Sarah, Ata Gibor Le'olam Adonai, Mechaye Hakol Ata Rav Lehoshia, Michalkel Chayim Bechesed, Mechaye Hakol Berachamim Rabim, Somech Noflim Verofe Cholim, Umatir Asurim, Umekayem Emunato Lishene Afar, Michamocha Baal Givurot, Umi Domelach, Melech Meimit Umechaye, Umatzmiach Yeshua, V'ne'eman ata l'hachayot hakol, Baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai tzvaot, melo chol haaretz kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. And we continue on page 37. It's a time in our service when we think about our blessings, when we think about hoda'ah, gratitude. And this prayer, the second one from the top, was written by our congregant, Shari Lohr. And it feels like it has special resonance for us today, because as she wrote, we believe this world is beautiful, although we recognize its imperfections and we recognize too many tragedies. I believe over time, this has always been the Jewish view, that times can be difficult, can be scary, there can be too many tragedies. But yet, in spite of it all, we believe that life is good, that it's worth living, that we should always be thankful for those blessings in our lives. So we continue together on page 37. We thank you, God, for the world you have given us, with all its beauty and all its imperfections, with all its miracles and with all its tragedies. You have given us this gift, the spark of your creative powers, to make our world a better place, to improve ourselves along with our world. You have given us our life's work. You have created us in your image to do your work here in this world. For all these blessings, we give our thanks. Page 39. Words from the Book of Isaiah. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation. They shall study war no more. And words from modern Israeli poet Yehuda Amichai. Don't stop after beating the swords into plowshares. Don't stop. Go on beating and making musical instruments out of them. Whoever wants to make war again, we'll have to turn them into plowshares first. We continue with our song of peace, Sim Shalom, in your service folder.
Sim Shalom. Shalom, Tova, Shalom, Tova,
47. We know our Jewish service is designed to embrace us and ground us in our past. Our prayers date back hundreds and hundreds of years, and from this, many of us find grounding and identity and comfort. But there's also the recognition from very early on in our tradition that we also each need time to think our own thoughts for our own private prayers. And that's when silent prayer came into our worship service. So we read together in the middle of page 47. We sit in community, elbow to elbow, eye to eye, so close we brush against one another as we move in prayer, ears filled with the voice of a friend, teacher, fellow traveler, who prays with us from the next seat, from across the room. We come to silence, rhythm of words, shared melody, hushed. Connected first, one to all, we now let go to be alone with the Holy One, to speak in mind and heart and soul, but not with lips. We continue silently. Prayer for healing, Misha Berach, can mean very different things at different times. It may bring gratitude after an illness or surgery when somebody improves and gets better and returns to health. It can be a reassurance to us after a surgery or illness that is expected to go well and lead to healing, it gives us reassurance that all will go well. And even at a time when life is near an end, it still provides comfort to us, knowing that even at a time such as this, everyone can find peace and comfort and love. We continue with Misha Berach on page 45.
So it was the very first time that I was confronted with someone whose beliefs were dramatically in opposition to my own. So I grew up in suburban Maryland. Yes, there were only four Jewish kids in my graduating class in senior high school, Richard Montgomery, for those of you that want to know. But it was the D.C. area. Spent time as a counselor at different Jewish summer camps, finished 2 years of rabbinic school, but basically everybody's belief spectrum was about here, not here. 1981, that summer, I did my first unit of training as a hospital chaplain. To say it was culture shock, being the only rabbi in this group, would be an understatement. So I learned like all kinds of new things that were very common parlance for Christian divinity students. They talked about being called to the ministry, that God called them. I said, oh my gosh, is it a local call? Only in Israel. I learned about praying with people. It was a whole different vocabulary and experience of prayer. But the most radical moment came one day when we were having lunch together, the group that I was a part of, the small group. And somehow the topic of abortion came up in that conversation. Everyone I had ever known was pro-choice. Here I met a minister who was adamantly opposed to abortion. She was in her 50s. She came to the ministry as a second career. There was no movement in either one of our positions. I had never met anybody who was categorically opposed to abortion and a woman's right to choose. The news over the last couple of months has been especially troubling. Alabama, the complete ban on abortions. Six states, including Georgia, Ohio, and Missouri, have enacted prohibitions which say that after a fetal heartbeat is detected, an abortion cannot be performed. This may be 6 weeks before many women know that they are pregnant. As a man, I want to speak carefully about this issue. I don't experience the same depth of emotion that women have when talking about these issues. As a person who often speaks about difficult topics, I'm also aware that there are subjects like this one which can bring forward many different emotions. And as a rabbi of Temple B'nai Shalom, it's important to affirm that members of our congregation have different viewpoints about events in the world and in our lives. At the same time, it's important to speak about critical issues. Judaism offers insight for every aspect of our lives. This evening, with the sensitivity of this topic, I want to reflect on the realities that people confront, to look at what Jewish tradition says, not what we want it to say, and talk about a few ways to respond. I worked in New York for 18 years. In that time, and at the high point, we had over 400 kids in our youth groups. Hi, Doug. He's from Syosset. His family belonged to the temple. It wasn't a plant. I don't want you to figure out who I'm talking about. In that time, there were two teenage girls in the synagogue who had abortions. Think of how scary it was for these two teenagers when they each learned that they were pregnant. Think of their fears about life, the difficult decision that they had to make, the thought after thought, and the continual worry. It's terrifying to think of a young person today in a state like Alabama where that could occur. What would she do? What would her family do? I learned about each situation from a member of the synagogue staff, different people who helped each young woman. I felt relief that these two young ladies had found a confidant at the temple. Abortion bans are not abstract. They can directly affect the people that we know. 1981, took a year off and worked as a hospital chaplain. One night when I was a call, I was paged. You remember what a pager is. And I was paged to labor and delivery. A woman there had decided to have an abortion. I still remember the darkness in the room because she was very far along in her pregnancy when she learned that she had Tay-Sachs disease again, that the first time she was pregnant, the child had Tay-Sachs, and now this not yet born had Tay-Sachs. It's a very, very painful death to watch. And the room was dark, but they had already introduced the drug that would induce the abortion. She asked me about Jewish law. I sensed that what she was saying about Jewish law and the need could ease guilt, but it wasn't a time to talk about laws and theories. It was a time to support her during this very, very painful time, to reassure her about her decision and help in any way possible to bring comfort. We can each pause and we may be able to think of women, we may be able to think of families we know and different situations, different decisions about pregnancy. These are such difficult decisions. To have a child, to not have a child. Decisions which people face all too often. So what does Judaism say? On one level, as I said, the classic texts are secondary. But at the same time, we look to the wisdom of our heritage. And we need to speak accurately about Jewish views and not say, this is the view that fits what I believe. There is some text in the Bible, but they're easily misinterpreted. But the Locus Classicus is from the Mishnah written around the year 200 from Tractate Aholot, chapter 7. You would think that these words could be written today. It says, if a woman is having trouble giving birth, they cut up the child in her womb and bring it forth limb by limb, because her life comes before the life of the child. But if the greater part has come out, meaning if the baby has, the head is crowned, one may not touch it, for one may not set aside one person's life for that of another. The concept of the rabbis is called the rodeif, that if one person is pursuing another to take their life, you have to do everything you can to save the life of the one being pursued. It's such a graphic text. And it's a situation I've seen in the hospital that actually can happen. But in our conversations today, it takes on a different level. Because when people say life begins at conception, that is also a faith-based point of view. And you see, Judaism, as a religious tradition, has a very different faith-based point of view. For one side to try to make their faith law for all is obscuring the rights of others. The Orthodox world makes the decision, their decisions based on this idea of the life of the mother, and that a therapeutic abortion is always allowed, but not elective. Rabbi Emanuel Jacobowitz, the former chief rabbi of England, expanded the principle, though. And he expanded it in a liberal way to say that this principle also includes the mental health of the mother. The Women's Rabbinic Network has come up with a very, very powerful statement, one which Rabbi Rappaport has shared with many. And I want to share just a little bit of it with you because it is a powerful statement about the way that we as a Reform community interpret faith for these difficult issues. We believe every woman has a right to choose what happens to her body. We also value human life and its potential. We trust women. The ability God gave to women to carry potential life comes with power and responsibility. We trust women to carry out the blessings and questions that comes with this extraordinary capacity. As Jews, we're part of a long-standing legal tradition which parses every case, which rejects sweeping legislation to regulate every situation and circumstance. Jewish wisdom is there to guide individual circumstances. We trust each woman to draw on her own tradition and make the best decision for herself, the people around her, her doctors, and spiritual leaders. Every case is unique. We trust every woman. We value relationships as sacred. Just as women must navigate the sacred trust of pregnancy, we also hold dear relationships with others who hold different points of view. We welcome and honor thoughtful dialogue and disagreement for the sake of heaven, for the sake of furthering understanding, to find divinity in its wondrous forms. So I've spoken several times about my friends, Sister Pat and Sister Joanne. They were incredible women. As I said, they were featured in this documentary called Band of Sisters about nuns since the changes in Vatican II. Very involved in a myriad of social justice, of a myriad of service projects in the Chicago area. I always love driving, if you can carpool, with two Roman Catholic nuns who were in their 70s. One used to be a work in Peru in a full habit, climbing up mountains. The other was a principal of a Catholic school. Tough people. And I was conscious one day as we were stuck in Chicago traffic of our unspoken agreement that there were issues to which we were deeply, deeply committed that we worked on together. But there are other issues where we disagreed. But it was so important for us to work on the way that we could come together to affirm the presence of the divine in the world. As you might imagine, I'm unequivocally pro-choice based on my experiences and my understanding of our heritage. We each searched our hearts. And I want to conclude with two sentences from this statement. We trust women. The ability God gave women to carry potential life comes with power and responsibility. We trust women to carry out the blessings and questions that come with this extraordinary capacity. We welcome and honor thoughtful dialogue and disagreement for the sake of heaven, for the sake of coming closer as one humanity, imbued with divinity and all its wondrous forms. Shabbat Shalom.
We rise for Aleinu, page 53.
Aleinu l'shabeach l'adom ha'kol, l'atenu l'ad yoseh reshim, shalom ha'samu k'men ha'ratzon,
may be seated. Page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch, a fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream, to be and to lose. A thing for fools, this, a holy thing to love. For your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, to love what death has touched. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly these beloved members of TBS: Betty Davison, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members and victims of violence here and around the world. Judy Sonnet, aunt of Jeff Sands. Florence Johnson, friend of the Alter family. Lori Kay, victim of the shooting in Poway, California. Allison Hain, niece of Sam Corson. And Molly Waters, friend of Sam Corson. And on this Shabbat, we observe the yard sites of these dear members of our community. Ruth Goldberger, mother of Amy Ahrens. Carol Lewis, wife of David Lewis. Bernice Perry, mother of Julie Rana. We remember the yard sites of these people very dear to members of our community. Marty Rockkind, Kuldip Bhatia, Jacqueline Cohen, Ezekiel Albeg, Mike Cathy, Austin Cohen, Francis Hess, Sherry Levy Reiner, Saul Salas, Robert Katz, Gilbert Fernandez, Seymour Skolnick, Sarah Paul Schwartzberg, Esther Rubin, Ambrose Ilano, Bill Riker, Seth Kramer, Dr. Benjamin Littman, Mike Foster, Ann Gurman, Herbert Schlossberg, Albert Shames, Ida Spivak, Bianca Caratenudo, David Hay, Chaplain Dr. Donald Beers, Marion Breskin, Marvin Langhouse, Paul Mrazinski, Matthew Shore, Harry Stettner, Stanley Werman. We honor all of their memories as we join together in as a congregation to recite Kaddish on page 60. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabba v'yalma divrach irutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chaye chon uv'yome chon v'chaye decho beit Yisrael ba'gala uv'izman kari v'yimru. Amen. Yehe shmei rabba mevarach le'olam almei almaya. Yit barach v'yish tabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit romam v'yit nase. V'yit adar v'yit ale v'yit halal shmei dekudsha berichu. Le'ela min kol berachata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Dami ran b'alma v'yimru. Amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'yimru. Amen. O se shalom bibramav, hu ya'as se shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru.
be seated.
We continue now with birthday and anniversary blessings. Please come up if you have a birthday this month or you're celebrating an anniversary. And if you are not and you have been one before, come up and be a HIPAA holder.
Everybody under the hoop. Like I said, turn around and face me so that I can face out. And think of it as electricity. Mazel tov to all of you who are celebrating birthdays, to all of you who are celebrating anniversaries. I will not ask what the birth date is. For those of you celebrating anniversaries, what anniversary? Call them out.
39.
Mazel tov. 43.
27,
30. 37.
29 and 1 week.
Ah, mazel tov, everybody. And for all of you that are having birthdays, I won't ask the numbers. We offer you this. Our God and God of our mothers and fathers. May you bless our friends as they're celebrating their birthdays and their anniversaries. Eternal God, may you be with them to give them good health, to give them vitality, to give them strength. May you be with them as a source of love for our couples to magnify the love that they share with each other. Our couples for our birthdays, that they may have for many years the love that they share with family and friends, that they may find joy in the world through sharing acts of compassion. Eternal God, may they find wonder in the world as they discover, as they learn new things, as they see all the blessings of the divine in the world. And eternal God, may they feel your presence as a source of love, as a source of strength. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, may God bless you and keep you. May God's light shine upon you, and may God be gracious to you. May God's spirit lift you up. May God give you shalom, wholeness and peace. Amen. Neil, if you can reach down and grab the back.
Thank you.
So I don't know if this is a celebratory moment or not. It's definitely bittersweet. For many years, the Devil Box have been just part and parcel of TBS. And I know you very much predate my time at TBS, but since I have been here, there is not often a Shabbat where you are not sitting here worshiping with the congregation. Oh, no, I'm already got to get the tissues out. Pam has been just indispensable in the religious school, very beloved teacher, this year beloved library volunteer. Brotherhood, and talking to Alan Berkowitz, he was saying how, there were a few stories that were told by Alan Berkowitz. But one of them being, it's probably very, very difficult for them to imagine a future Brotherhood without you participating actively, really in every aspect of what they do. However, I know we are, instead of going, no, we are supposed to be very happy for you because the Devil Box are going to move into their beautiful, historic home in downtown Stanton in a week. In less than a week. They will be back to visit. And we just wish you all the best. Our loss is definitely Temple. We'll see if I remember it. House of Israel's. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. I was a rabbi there for 4 years, so I should remember what their name is. A beautiful little historic synagogue. And boy, are they very, very lucky to have you guys there. They hit the jackpot. There is a season for everything, a time for every experience under heaven. Time for planting and a time for reaping, a time for keeping and time for discarding, a time for embracing and a time for refraining, a time for laughing and a time for weeping, a time for speaking and a time for silence, a time for seeking and a time for losing. And these biblical words sum up, I think, this week for you, for all of us. And one additional blessing. So in the book of Exodus, it says, I am sending a messenger before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have made ready. May the journey to your new home be safe. May your new community bring you fulfillment and joy. And may you please come back and visit us. And mazel tov on the joys and new exciting adventures that lie ahead for both of you. And here's a little gift from the congregation.
Thank you.
Well, housewarming gift.
Thank you so much, Rabbi. Appreciate it.
You can come with us.
Well, that's true. The Devil Box could do Kiddush, but I don't want to make you come up here again. So, how about, we have some religious school people here. If you are still in religious school, so that goes until 12th grade, of course, you can come up and join us. I'll join you too. They're running forward. They cannot wait to be up here. And especially some of them, we need to keep the bar and bat mitzvah practice going, so you keep up your skills. Kiddush is on page 61. Please rise. Okay, who wants to hold? No? Okay, I don't know what this is. I'll find out later. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Morei peri hagafen, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Asher yishanu b'mitzvotam.
Thereof Sabanu, Vishabak Rosho, Piahava Uratson in Hilanu, Zikaron Lamase Vereshit, Kiyun Tefila, Lamikra Ekodesh, Zecher Ziad, Mizraim, Kiva.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple Shalom. Thank you to all who helped make this service possible, our rabbis, ushers, greeters, oneg helpers, security, and to you, our members and guests. And it's great to see the normal lineup back on the Bima, everyone. Thank you. I didn't realize as I prepared my remarks this afternoon that this would be our official Shabbat goodbye to Pam and Brian. And it is indeed a bittersweet evening. Brian, I was a little concerned when the rabbi uttered the lines, a time to discard. You were shaking your head a little too much. I'd hope you weren't looking at Pam. Yeah, if you've been a member of B'nai Shalom for more than a couple of Shabbats, you will have at one time or another gotten one of Pam Dettelbach's legendary hugs. And Pam, if you would tonight, make sure you hug everybody in the congregation. We will miss you both so much, but we look forward to your visits, and I'm sure you'll have a steady stream of Northern Virginians making their way down to Staunton. So we look forward to that. I said it wrong. Okay. As always, there's so many great events at TBS. Please check your calendar and your and the weekly email. One of the first things as I became president of the congregation about a year ago, Pam pulled me aside one day and said, please keep announcements short. So I'll keep them short to honor you tonight. Thanks to all those who participated with our friends at Christ Church in the Rise Against Hunger event this week. Together we packed over 120,000 meals in just two nights, and they're going to complete about 300,000 to go down to El Salvador. And thanks to Jim Sturm and anyone on the Social Action Committee, all those on the Social Action Committee, for bringing this and many other worthy causes as opportunities to make Tikkun Olam real for TBS members. Join us for a Shabbat dinner a week from tonight to honor our great volunteers and our Chai members who have reached their 18th membership year. Please RSVP to Lynn by this Tuesday for the food count. So, do you think the Oscars, the Emmys, or the Golden Globes are important and well-attended events? How about the Democratic and Republican nomination conventions? Or maybe the Super Bowl or the World Cup, right? Well, none of these important events have anything on the TBS annual meeting. That's right. You want a beer and a hot dog at the Super Bowl? Be ready to shell out $50, and that's after you've paid hundreds of dollars for tickets and maybe more for lodging. At the annual meeting on June 2nd at 9:30 right here at TBS, you'll get a free bagel. Let me say that again, a free bagel, and that's with a schmear. And all the riveting content of the meeting is free as well. I can see in your glazed over eyes, your anticipation is building and you just can't wait. But seriously, I hope you can all join us. I know the Littmans will be somewhere in Asia, wherever you're going. But I hope the rest of you can join us as we talk about important congregational issues. We vote on their budget. We elect a few new members to the board of directors. And there'll be important commentary from our treasurer, from Rabbi Crystal, our search chairman, and of course, from me. And you ask yourself, will he sing? You wonder, will he become the singing president? Well, you're just going to have to show up to find that out. So please join us on June 15th. The meeting starts at 9:30. Please be here at 9:15. Wishing you a good weekend, a peaceful Shabbat, and a good next week. Shabbat Shalom.
Hinei Matov, how good it is that we are here all together in community. The words are in your service folder. Through the ups and downs of life, we still believe that life is good and that there are many blessings in our lives that sometimes we can take for granted. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you be blessed on this Shabbat and in the week ahead with many blessings that you recognize that bring love and warmth to your heart. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.